This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Thank you to Articles for sponsoring this bonus video Thursday episode.
And they also sponsored this table being in my house.
Which is even more important than if I were you.
I would say so.
Yeah, because you get to eat on this table.
I eat off the table.
And you don't necessarily get to eat off an ad.
No, I don't think so.
So Article, if you've been able to ascertain so far, is a furniture online store.
Yes.
They save money by not having a real store.
Correct.
There's no showrooms that they have to pay rent for. There's no salespeople that they have to pay wages. Mm-hmm. And all those savings are passed directly to you and you. Article sent us some furniture. For example, this bench that I'm sitting on.
Yes, and this table that we're recording on.
Article has more than just benches and tables, though. They have sofas. They have beds. They have indoor furniture, outdoor furniture, dressers. I don't know if you guys saw the episode at my house. Chairs, couches, rugs. Every cool thing you need to outfit your home, Article has. And if you go to article.com/ifiwereyou, it's $50 off.
Correcto mundo.
So these prices are already low. And they're even lower if you go to article.com/ifiwereyou. It's kind of a fun little branded episode. We get to showcase the furniture while also producing comedy content. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
Because I really think we can do this more
let
often.
Let go of my wrist. You unpacked a suitcase in my room. I don't think that was cool.
Is all. So check them out. They were nice enough to sponsor this here program. So at the very least, you can go check out article.com/ifiwereyou.
See what's Gucci.
I don't know if you're in the market, but they got something for everybody, I would think.
That's true.
So thanks, Article, for sponsoring this episode. Why don't we get right into it? I got a theme song for you that'll blow your eyeballs into your brain.
I wouldn't want that to happen.
All right, so it's slightly worse than that.
All right, good.
Smoke show.
Hey, I see you over there. I say shake, are you mad at me? What's the answer to my sticky situation? Please help, I need some consultation. Listen up every Monday.
Listen up.
They will teach you how to slay. Just right into the pigeon of me. The advice may not be very clear.
Toda. If I was you, I'd email if I were you. I'd email if I were you. I'd email if I were you. If I was you, I'd email if I were you. I'd email if I were you. I'd email if I were you.
I bonked my head when I dabbed.
What happened?
I hit my elbow.
Oh, you think someone on Earth has died while dabbing? They've dabbed to their death?
Yeah, I think so. Yes.
I think someone has dabbed to
death.
Dabbed
so hard they died?
That was written by Nolan, but he just wants to shout out his friends Teddy and Shay. Say that I love them and that I miss them. They'll know what that means.
This song is an apology.
For what?
It was a dog whistle. He obviously wronged Teddy and Shay, decided to write a song. Get on the podcast and use us to say I love you to Teddy and Shay, who I don't know what he's done to them, but he's stolen from them, robbed them in some
way. And now we're implicated in this crime.
I absolutely won't stand for it.
Yeah. In fact,
Shout out rescinded.
Shoot the messenger.
We are the messenger.
Right. What
shoot
the fuck? The fucking messenger, man.
I don't think so.
Thanks, Nolan, for writing that. Thanks for having us in your lovely home.
Yeah, you're welcome. And just remember, as soon as we wrap this, you're out of here.
I can get pretty darn comfortable here.
I wouldn't. Wow. I'd hate for you to.
I can see a world where this is our home.
I would hate that, frankly.
Would you say your casa is Sue's casa?
No.
I saw your roommate Sue in the bathroom.
Yeah, well, me and Sue's casa is not Sue's casa.
Oh, so you have Smee's casa.
Me casa is Sue's casa, but your casa is not Sue's casa.
So whose casa is
whose
it?
Casa? Sue's casa, but not Sue's casa.
Got it. So Sue's casa because it's
que pasa?
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
This is a politics podcast now.
All right. So let's talk about this fucking craziness.
Yeah,
going
we have to, because we're recording this a little in advance, so we just have to assume.
Right. In a month.
Can you believe he said that?
I can't believe he said that. I can't believe he did that. And I can't believe the media reported it in the way they did.
Yeah, and now he's getting all mad at them.
Dude, it is just what a shit show it's been. And we're talking about President Pence because...
Of course.
Trump was impeached.
Yes.
Then
we all know that.
All right, good.
This is a video podcast, I should say.
Yes.
We're recording this on cameras as well as microphones. If you're listening, that's fine. You can hear it just like a regular program.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you want a little more action, if you're at your computer and you're curious as to what we look like while we're talking.
Sound like. Or what our... Oh, well, I guess sound like they know.
Yeah.
But they could be inside our homes.
That's right.
We're actually shooting the third installment of this video podcast in my bathroom.
Hmm?
You taking a shit, me taking a bath.
In the room.
Oh, in the room.
Oh, it is the bathroom.
Of course.
And the shit room.
The room where shit happens.
Nice, dude. Thank you. We cannot have enough Hamilton references.
I know.
We're going to put it on our YouTube channel. So odds are you can watch it there, youtube.com/ifireyusha, I believe that is.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Article for making this happen. Mucho appreciated.
Yes.
So we usually begin the show by... saying that these are real emails from real people. They're emails that came to us, people seeking our guidance, our advice, our wisdom. Mm-hmm. Naturally, we are smart. Oh, shoot. Sorry. I have relish on my butt.
Why?
I sat on a pickle a week ago.
And now it's a relish.
Anyway, so people write us and they're seeking our wisdom. We usually have the questions in advance, but we thought, you know what? We're on video. Why don't we do the video debut of, do you happen to live with
The Game Boy? Let me see if he's here.
Okay.
Is that crazy? I'm just going to check under the table.
All right.
He might be here and he might not be. I'm going to just see if he's here.
Okay.
1 second.
Right. Don't hit your head. We're waiting. It doesn't have to be. We'll cut. So it's just however long as you want to take. It really shouldn't even be this long. Just come up right now.
Sorry, what did you say?
Never mind.
Did you want me to? I was going to see if he's here.
No, well, like, yeah.
It just takes a minute to find him.
All right. So, okay. It really, yeah. It's just down and up would be how it looked.
Oh!
Is that him? I can't tell you.
No.
Oh, it's not him.
Not yet.
That was you impersonating him.
Oh!
Oh, okay.
He's here.
Yeah.
Oh!
And to think he looks just like you. But
he's usually in a sideways hat.
Yeah,
but,
you don't have him with you right now.
Not the second.
At the very least, we could try the voice. The Game Boy, the way the Game Boy works is that we have about 15,000 emails in our inbox. We do our best to find the best questions, but we
Correct.
Can't read all these emails. So the Game Boy allows us, you know, to leave it up to the email gods to hopefully find a question we wouldn't otherwise find. We search a specific word. And ideally, to win the game, we only have one question with that word in it.
Those are the rules.
Those are the rules of
those
the game.
Those are the rules of the game.
If there's more, maybe we can pick at random or pick a number. But we'll get to that bridge. We'll get
river.
To that, we'll get to that river.
We'll cross that river when we come to the bridge.
So we're going to get to a river. Hopefully, there's a ridge there.
Otherwise, if there's not, there's a ridge. We'll cross that ridge when we get to the river.
The ridge is just the sort of the edge along the river. And you want to cross the ridge?
I want to cross the ridge down to the river.
And then once we get to the river?
Ford it.
What if I can't afford a Ford? Maybe we can go to a fjord instead. All right, so do you have a name? Or a word to search?
Treacherous.
Wow. I don't even know how to spell that.
T-R-E-A-C-H.
E-A?
C-H. E-R-O-U-S. Treacherous.
Pretty good. There's 12 emails.
Then it's not that good.
That's pretty good because a lot of them
the Game Boy has lost.
I'm just giving you the benefit of the doubt because some of them is like an ad for Miami.com. I don't know what that is. A Google Plus invitation.
How many questions?
I would say 1, 2, 3, 4. One that we answered. So 5 total. One that we
That's answered. Pretty good.
Yeah. I would say it's not a win, but maybe you got in second place. There's 2 unopened emails with the word treacherous.
What are the subjects?
Perhaps the most dire situation ever. It's going to be hard not to choose that one.
Okay.
And then the second one is the most dire situation ever for sure.
No way.
Oh, sorry. The second one is my mom is ruining my morning walk.
Oh, I choose that one. Absolutely, I choose my mom is ruining my morning walk.
Which sounds like the most treacherous situation ever. All right. Let's call this guy. I'll name him Alan D. Vinia Korch. Alan D. Vinia Korch.
You said the whole last name is 3 different words, but it is D. Vinia Korch?
No, Alan, and then his middle name is Dale, so Dale. We call him Alan D.
Dale.
Yeah.
Dale!
Nice. And then his last name
Me said Dale. Dale coming, and Dale wants to go home.
So we're almost out of time.
Dale! How do you do that middle part?
You said Dale. All
right, that's it.
All right, Alan D. Vidiakorch writes, recently I've come to the conclusion that I'm unhealthy, and I've started walking 5 miles every morning. It's been great so far. I've lost some weight, and I have more energy these days. This is where my silver lining spouts an ugly, treacherous cloud of relatively minor annoyance. My mom wants to come with me every single time I go.
Why can't English people get it right?
It's mom.
Mom.
Yeah.
Like M-O-M.
M-U-M is the reason.
Get with
we
a goddamn
the
program. Jesus. All right.
I understand that this doesn't sound like a big deal, but she walks way too quickly. We can't walk as far since her hip starts hurting. Or whatever. And since she's there, I can't listen to music or your podcast. If I ask her not to come, I think she'll be crushed.
Yeah.
Not only is she spending more time with me, she's losing weight as well. What should I do? I encourage you to think outside the bun as well as inside.
As well as inside the bun?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
TLDNR, how do I ditch this stinky witch to improve my walking sitch? Yours truly, Alan D. Wow, that's a good email that we wouldn't have read otherwise.
Yeah. Wow.
My mom is ruining. It's funny because in the email it says my mom, but in the subject it says my mom.
They knew I wasn't going to answer that mom in the email shit on the subject shit.
Why is that? I'm small-minded.
I'm racist against British people.
I'm culturally insensitive.
I was on the side of the mom until I found out that it was fucking with our money, our cash. He's not listening to as much of our show as he should be. So now I'm going to say next time you're on the walk with the bitch...
This is really cool. Keep rolling.
Stick out your foot.
Oh my god.
Tripper, smart ass.
I love this.
She's already got a bad hip. Watch her hit the pavement hard. Watch that hip shatter. And then you are madder at her.
Like the Mad Hatter.
Call 911. That's thinking outside the bun.
There's been a mistake. I have to listen to more podcast ads. What happened? A bottle fell.
I took this over. I apologize. Oh,
that's fine. It's live TV. That's going to happen. You remember the Oscars? The whole Moonlight shit? How they fucking won?
Who ended up winning?
It ended up being what's the most obscure one? River? Hatch? Half?
Oh, Hacksaw Ridge?
Hacksaw Ridge.
That's right. Gibson walked away with it.
Insane. Yeah, you feel bad to tell your mommy she can't walk with you. But at the same time, it's your special day, moment of the day. But at the same time, she carried you inside her for 9 months. And you're
making her healthy. You have to love your mom as much as you love yourself. I say more, you know? So if I were in your position, I'd walk to the end of the earth with my mother, if I'm being totally honest.
but there
I
is no
would
ass.
Walk through the doors of hell and I'd say, Satan, you take me before you lay a finger on this woman. She's an angel and she belongs in heaven. What the heck am I doing here, devil? We went on a walk. All of a sudden, I'm at the gates of hell.
Yeah.
You're telling me come in. I'm
You're
like, no.
You're here because you told somebody else to trip their mother.
Okay, well, why is she here, Satan?
She walked you here for no apparent reason.
God, she's amazing. Thank you, mother. And you burned her. Not cool, devil. Lucifer, you ass.
No wonder you get a bad rap. You're a real meanie. You're worse than anyone.
You're a douchebag, Satan. You've been a dickling since I got here.
Yeah. Who's to say what you've done to bedevil people in the past?
The temperature here is way less than comfortable.
It's warm. What is it, 88? But humid.
Yeah.
Indoors.
You horned-tailed demon.
Man. You're a demon man, man. So, what would you do?
I think you go on a short, quick walk with Ma till the old hip starts to hurt. You drop her off at home, and then you continue on the walk. You take two walks. You're losing more weight, and your mom's losing weight. You could look at the second walk as your time to catch up on the podcast. First walk as a time to get to know your mother.
Two walks, two loops, one mega exercise.
One short one, 1 second, medium-sized one. Easy peasy.
Lemon squeezy. ain't nothing wrong with that. That seems like the best of both worlds. You get to walk with mommy. You get to walk with yourself. And then maybe she'll pick up the hint and be like, oh, you don't want to walk with me at all. And be like, no, it's not about that. I just want to listen to a podcast. And I'd hate to ignore you, mommy. I want to learn everything about you, mother. In fact, why don't we split this earbud, mother? You in one and I in the other, mother.
Actually, my hip's pretty sore. I'm going to go lie down.
1 second, mother.
Away from me.
The butt is... Oh, mother.
She
why,
had a knife.
Mother?
She had a knife the whole time.
Got it. All right. Let me search a word. Seatbelt?
Ooh, nice.
Is that one word?
Let's do it as one word. Because I think it is.
No. Nothing.
No one's ever said seatbelt?
Oh, that wait. Is... Yes. Whoa. There is one.
You've won the game. Blumenfeld. Oh.
I didn't know you had it in ya. Wow. It starts with a typo. So thank God he spelled seatbelt correctly. Hey, guys. Call me Antoine.
Antoine,
faster your seatbelts.
All right.
And prepare your anuses. Because this is going to be a long one.
Hold on, I haven't prepared my anus yet.
Is your anus prepared?
I need another minute.
All right.
Now I'm good.
So here's La Problema. I'm in high school, and I just got out for summer break about a week ago. During finals, I was at a study hall when I noticed someone left their notebook in the library. I figured I can guess whose notebook it is if I looked at the first couple pages for a name. Eventually, I figured out who the notebook was. She was a girl I had a few classes with who, to be honest, seemed pretty chill. But for the first couple of pages, she became almost half... Sorry. But for the first couple pages became almost half the notebook when I started reading what seemed to be a girl writing some sort of extremely detailed sexual fantasy about a few guys I knew, as well as me. Extremely disturbed, I decided to give the notebook to one of her friends to pass on to her because I couldn't bear to face her after that. Summer break started, and it seemed like all the days were filled with was her Facebook messaging me to hang out. She seemed like a perfectly normal girl up until this discovery, and I don't want to tip it off that I know about the literotica, but I also don't want to hang out because I'm pretty creeped out by this, to say the least. So what would you do? Any advice would be greatly appreciated.
Interesting conundrum.
P.S. Obviously, it was a girl. Sorry, I do my best proofreading after I hit send.
And that's... Wow. Yeah. No. He still, even then, didn't do a lot of proof. Didn't he say girl?
Yeah, he did say girl. So and some other sentences weren't great. But I think we got the gist,
yeah.
Which is basically somebody found a secret porn diary and now he feels weird facing this lady in public or private.
She wants to hang out with him and he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm taken aback.
Because you thought he'd be turned on by the literotica?
Yeah.
And want to hang out?
Yeah.
Have you ever read something you weren't supposed to? And it changed you?
It's been a long time, but yes.
It's hard to unread.
Yeah.
You snoop, you find something out, you want to pretend like it didn't affect you, but it does, and yeah. Now you don't know what to say.
I don't want to do that.
Because you found it in a way that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't implicate yourself.
Right.
So I would think the easy way to do it is to just not tell her.
Definitely
anything.
Don't tell her that you read the journal. That's horrifying. You don't have to hang out with her.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell her, I don't want to hang out with you because I read the journal. There's a billion reasons that you can say, I don't want to hang out with somebody.
Yeah. And don't publish the journal.
Well, that would be rude. On the table.
I'm saying, like, to do it as a blog, revealing one chapter at a time.
Yeah. I mean,
slowly releasing it and then.
It sounds like you're secretly on the sly giving him.
I would never.
Some sort of especially evil advice.
If she ever found out that it was being leaked slowly but surely, she would pay top dollar, and I would hate for her to be in a situation where she's being blackmailed. I'm saying I wouldn't want to blackmail her.
He doesn't even have the journal.
Imagine a world how mortified she would be.
This is
if he stole the journal,
what you're
published
doing
it, and had her pay him to stop.
That
would be illegal.
You're an impish child.
I was
this.
Saying never do
you
that.
You have a job. You can make money. You don't need to blackmail people.
And that's why I don't think he should blackmail people either.
He's in high school.
Which is disgusting.
Don't
that
set
he
him off it. On this path of
absolutely
treachery,
not.
For lack of a better word.
What's the most illegal thing you did in high school?
I sold large amounts of marijuana. Next question.
Can I get a pound or a kilo of
I think
that
I might
sticky
still,
green?
I think I still have my connect.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're calling me FBI.
Swordfish.
Was that his name?
No, that's the code word.
You just get swordfish delivered?
His name is Monkfish.
Oh, that's great. Now he's just delivering seafood to people, which is fine.
We used to have the codes, like,
I
would call.
Beeper?
Yeah, I had a beeper.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, I had a beeper, dude. I also had a burner cell phone, but back then they were all burners, so I had a really cheap cell phone. Yeah.
When you're that rich, they're all burners.
The code was, you'd call and say, like, can you burn me a CD? And then I would make a CD and bring it to one of my friends.
Oh, that's good. And would you put the marijuana inside the CD?
No, it would just be in a bag.
That's cool. And then what if you actually wanted someone to burn a CD? Would you be like, hey, can I get like an eighth of weed?
Yeah. Oh, no. I genuinely want the CD. I need Third Eye Blind.
I know it's a code, but in addition to that.
Santeria by Sublime.
This is the track list, or you want
this? Those are different strains of pot, dude. You got to get with it.
I'm sorry. Now I'm really confused.
The saddest was that I used to, on these like deliveries when I bring my friends weed, I would tell my mom that I was going to the gym. So I like spent months going to the gym a couple times a week, and I never ever went to the gym once.
In high school?
Yeah.
So did you sign up for a gym?
We were like members of like a country club gym that I was allowed to go to.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it was a good gym. I go there now with my brother sometimes.
Oh, that's really nice.
And then sometimes we're in New Haven hawking
selling
weed. Yeah, of course. What's the most illegal thing you did in high school?
I think I beat up a crippled tweenager. So it was a 12-year-old lady.
Right. Well, that was when she was in high school and that was like 2 weeks ago. So what did you, now?
Oh, when
not
I
the most illegal
school?
Thing you've ever done to a high schooler.
Oh, what's
said,
the
yeah the most illegal thing
that I did in high school?
In high school, yeah. And not in a high school, because I know you often go to high schools and do a lot of fun
now,
shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all that now. But, I mean, when you were freshman to senior,
yeah.
What's the most illegal thing that you did?
I set off, but this is, again, last week. I was going to say I set off a lot of fire alarms in my old high school.
Sure, yeah.
But, again, that's when I was a 34-year-old. When I was 18, I was wondering if I did anything. I did some pretty fucked up shit last week, but that's all. You mean like when I was in the high, not when I was at a high school, because I spent a lot of times at a high school.
I feel like,
now.
Yeah, we have to, this has to be clear by this point.
You're saying like between the years of 97 and 2001.
Yes.
When I was like 14 to 18.
Yeah, what were the illegal things you did?
Yeah, because like I set off a fire, but again, this was like days ago.
I know. You are.
But I did it in a high school.
Yeah, you're on the lam right now, right? I saw a wanted poster of you by the 365 in Silver Lake.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It was a raccoon with sunglasses on.
Yeah,
that's
but
how
I
they
saw
described
right through
me to
that.
The police. what did I do? Did I tell the story on the podcast once where we were chasing a group of girls with a video camera.
Oh God, that sounds very fucked up.
So we were making like Jackass style videos, like fake pranks where like I would be a host and my friend would be a contestant against a stranger contestant.
Uh-huh.
And then like I'd be like, all right, who wins $20? And then I'd give the $20 to my friend, and then another friend would come run and like steal the money out of my friend's hand. Be like, oh, that robber stole the money, and let's see how the stranger reacts. Stuff like that.
Very avant-garde.
Very. It was mostly visual art. And then like there was
journalism.
Yeah, a lot of gotcha journalism. And then there was at one point we're in high school and like videotaping like people driving. And so we were in a car and I forget like we were trying to get people to say things or do something, but like we were just like, you know, chasing after them with a video camera.
Of course.
Illegal. They go to a house. They
you didn't even know?
Yeah, I did not know them. Strangers.
Jesus.
They go to a house, we're like, oh, that was a silly old weird time. Then somebody came out of the house with a gun. And I was like, hey, were you chasing those girls? And we're like, ah! And then my friend pedaled to the metal, skid away, and we're like, holy shit, we were so scared that we all slept in my friend's, like, one room because we were afraid to, like, leave his house for, like, 18 straight hours because we were afraid somebody had a gun.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
If you're listening out there, ladies, we didn't want to do anything bad, and we're sorry that it was actually pretty dangerous and kind of messed up for a group of teenage boys to be chasing people with a video camera.
Especially when their parents and guardians have guns.
Yeah, or at the very least, boyfriends or something.
Wow.
If you're listening and you happen to be in that story on the other side, I'd love to hear what it sounded like from your angle.
These greasy, acne-ridden Jew boys
by himself,
came into my
I
house.
Think.
We knew it was a joke. My boyfriend just wanted to put him out of his goddamn misery.
Oh, sorry. He ended up shooting three of my four friends. I was the lone survivor. All right, let's take a break to thank Article again for not only bringing us here, but for supplying us with some awesome furniture. Yeah. What can we say about Article that we haven't already?
You know what I wanted to bring up? The fact that when we moved to L.A., we Airbnb'd for 9 months, 12 months?
2 years, I think.
Right. Well, yeah, there was an Airbnb. Then we moved into a more permanent holiday rental.
Yeah.
And then we moved to another Airbnb. finally landing at a partially furnished place that we leased for a bit.
Sure.
Basically, we never ever had to make an adult decision. We never bought a single piece of furniture. We went from like crummy apartments in New York to Airbnb. And now is the first time that we have houses.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time we've ever started like actually buying real furniture.
Yeah. And the problem with buying real furniture, especially online, is that you don't really know the quality because you can't see and feel the quality.
Yeah. You're like, I want to go to a showroom. Then you go to a showroom and it's $2,500. And you're like, I don't want to be here. I'm just going to order everything at Overstock and say, fuck it. If my house burns down, that's fine.
Yeah. Who gives a crap? Fortunately, with Article, it's high quality stuff. Because, and you can believe us because we're actually feeling the furniture.
This is the table that I wanted for my house.
You can see how stylish it is if you go to article.com. You can see the chairs that they have. They look great, and we're here to tell you that they actually are well made.
Yes.
And the way they save money and pass along the savings to you is that they don't have showrooms. They don't have stores. They don't have employees that are there to sell you the stuff.
Correct, Mundo.
So they don't have to mark it up.
$49 flat rate shipping. So you don't have to worry about paying an arm and a leg for that.
And the delivery people assemble the furniture in your home.
Yeah.
So they bring it to you, assemble it, and leave.
The ideal delivery man. Usually they come here, kick a box around, and then stay for a couple hours.
Weeks even.
Yeah.
So if you're in the need for something for your bedroom or something for your dining room like the table, something for your living room like the sofas that I have. They even have outdoor furniture now, storage furniture, decor, something as simple as baskets, vases, pillows, poofs, rugs, lighting, anything.
You better believe I bought a poof. It's up in the loft, brother.
That's a good poof.
It's a nice poof.
That's a solid poof.
It's a good poof.
So go to article.com/ifireyou. That'll give you an additional $50 off your order if your order is more than $100.
Hell yeah.
So you get $50 off. They're already low prices. High quality stuff. You don't have to break the bank. You're not spending $5,000 for a sofa. Some of these sofas are less than $1,000.
Yeah, dude.
Inexpensive.
No more going to like Goodwill and Salvation Army for couches. I did that for a very long time, and it was
hoping to gosh they don't have some sort of skin disease on them.
And they all did. They all do.
They even have like some mod velvet stuff. They got a velvet pink sofa and a velvet blue sofa.
I was gonna get one for my bedroom instead of a bed.
That's actually pretty dope.
Yeah? I thought you were going to say, that's actually pretty dumb.
That's actually not good.
Everything
of course.
This is a giant blue leather sectional. So they have something for everything. So go to article.com/ifiwereyou. Mm-hmm. Check them out. Support the program. They brought us here on a Thursday.
On a Thursday!
They allowed us to make this video podcast, which is pretty fun.
Yep.
So we wanted to say thank you to Article, and thank you to you guys for checking out Article. I think the coupon code will expire in a month, so you want to make sure that you get something soon enough.
Do it ASAP, Fergie.
Very good. It's nice.
Really?
Congrats, man.
ASAP
fucking Fergie.
That was good.
And Hurwitz gets the joke of the fucking podcast.
Oh, come on, it's not like that. It honestly wasn't.
It's exactly
good.
Like that.
Truly, it's ASAP Ferg. I missed it. I don't know.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
It was.
You were late to here today. Were you coming up with a fucking golden joke?
I wish
joke
I could take it back. I hate the joke.
It'll actually be delivered ASAP Ferg. And that's
it
the
was fucking good when you said it.
It's the delivery. And much like these delivery men, I do assemble.
Get out of my house.
What?
Absolutely out of my house.
One last time, article.com/ifiwereyou. Thanks, Article. Should we answer some more questions?
Yes, please.
I mean, we're already here. We got the mics. We got the cameras. It's only fair. And if the Game Boy is still here.
Oh! He's here! Oh!
Do you have a word to search?
Beehive!
Huh? So fast.
Beehive.
Let's see. Beehive. Another compound noun. No, only fake ones where people include a lot of words at the end.
Fuck.
Another word? Guys. Please? I got a good one, actually, if you want to pass.
I didn't, but go ahead.
Guarantee.
That's not bad.
Ooh, a lot of them.
Too many.
I'll go unread guarantee, because a lot of them are spam.
I see. Well,
do you have another word while I search for this?
You broke my train of thought. Oh, that's pretty good.
Train of thought?
No.
Oh.
Just locomotive.
Just Facebook. Locomotive?
Yeah.
No. Zero. Are you okay?
Succumb.
Ooh. Only 16.
It's not great. It's not bad.
Three in a row. Let me get... Or actually, these two.
Oh.
All right. I'll give you two options.
Okay.
Poop, squat, tattoo. Or... Will two beautiful bastards help a boy in need?
Poop squat tattoo.
Perfect. Oh, wow. This says attachments of photos. This is perfect. It's a visual question visual medium. I need friendship advice. I have a birthmark on my back. It's the brown kind, kind of like a freckle. I've always had it, and now I think I want to customize it. I had this idea to get a tattoo of
I'm going to get it rims. And a fucking spoiler.
Spinners. I had this idea.
Dice in the mirror.
If anything, I thought. All right, you want to customize this freckle. I had this idea to get a tattoo of a man squatting and pooping just over the mark. That way it looks like the man had just pooped it out. I think this is a hilarious novelty tattoo.
I think it's subtle. I think it's tasteful.
I doubt I'd regret it. But when I presented the idea to my friends, they recoiled in disgust. They even just mentioning the idea changed their opinion of me. However, my cousin said it would be funny.
And my uncle volunteered to do it.
So my question is, should I follow my dream or succumb to peer pressure? P.S. I've attached some pictures I found on the internet so you can get some idea about what I want. All right. We got to open these for sure. How big is this tattoo? Like a mole the size of a tattooed duty?
Well. All
right, here's what we got. Ready? The first one is nonsense.
Is that just the color of the mole? All
right, this is the first. All right, here. This one makes sense. So this is clip art. It still says stock photo of it.
Yeah,
and he's sad on a toilet.
It's funny that stock photo says can stock.
Yeah, it's a pun. All right, so the poop I think would be right here or something.
Sure, yeah.
Right under the butt, right, as if sense. The toilet was clear.
Gotcha.
The second photo kind of makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, how is this? How where would the poop be? This
I guess
is
an old man with a walking old stick man holding I the small imagine of your that back. That his that there's no cane, that the pants are down, and got he's it. Sort of like squeezing. That's like the face that he wants.
Yeah.
I cannot believe how much effort he's put into finding samples of
I can't this. Believe how little effort he did. I mean, this is just an old man walking.
I mean, he found this is pretty it's pretty effortful for an awful idea.
I don't hate it.
Jesus.
I think it's unique.
There's a good chance that you have to get the mole tattoo removed or the mole itself removed.
And then you just tattoo the duty. Of course he tattooed the duty.
No.
A tattooty.
No way.
A tattooty duty.
Brother, this is a really dumb idea, man.
I'm with cousin, which is why I have that shirt that says I'm with cousin.
I think peer pressure is sometimes a good thing.
Yeah, like if everyone is right and you're wrong.
Yeah, there's like some peer pressure around like, oh, you know, don't...
recycle.
Huh?
Like how you should recycle.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. Of course.
Or to vote.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if I would vote today if I didn't see everyone else voting.
Yeah, that's true.
That's good peer pressure.
Mm-hmm. And then the peer pressure, yeah, so it's similarly, when you're going to get a really dumb tattoo and all your friends say it's bad, I think it's smart to listen to them.
Sure. However, have you ever seen a body, for lack of a better word, deformity worked into a tattoo?
Yeah, I think there's some tattoos that are like, you know, people who like lost limbs or something, like do something cool on the nub or the stub. Of,
right.
That's neat.
That's pretty, yeah.
But I mean like, moles and birthmarks often are cancerous and need to be removed. So I think the point remains like there might not be a little natural.
But why not turn that cancer into an answer? And the question is, how do you like your duty?
It wouldn't be the Me? Question.
Medium rare, with a slice of apple on the side. And that apple is American pie, because this idea is as good as gold.
Let me work back real quick. I want to try to work back through that. The slice of the apple on the side is American pie?
100%.
So it's not an apple on the side, it's pie on the side that's apple pie.
As American as. Right.
And because there's apple pie there... That's to show how the idea itself is gold, I guess, because apple pie and is that's
fully
a good
American,
idea?
Fully approved certified right. beef.
So America, you're adding stuff.
Sorry.
So yeah, you take away the beef because I don't.
That I said at the end, yeah, just as a throwaway.
So this idea is gold.
Gold.
This is all to say it's a good idea.
Yeah. I started with turning cancer to the answer.
And also, yeah, but real quick, because in the middle you said, how do you like your duty?
Yeah, how do you like your duty?
Because I don't
like
know.
Medium
like,
rare. Yeah. Well, I think that's where I got the beef thing from. Because earlier I mentioned
you
something.
Like poop?
No.
Medium rare?
I was just saying that.
Does that imply that some people like it cooked further?
Medium well or well done.
Uh-huh. And some people like it raw.
And I'm talking about a well done tattoo.
You're actually talking about a medium or for a medium rare tattoo.
It is rare. It is rare to have a tattoo this unique.
I think there's a lot of like pictures of awful tattoos. I don't think you want to ever be up for consideration for one of those.
I think it's one of a kind. I think it's unique. I think it's cool. I think it's turning something negative into something positive. I think when you show it to
negative
people,
about
they'll
a birthmark.
At the very least
nothing's
say,
negative
oh, that's
about
pretty
a birthmark.
Silly and fun.
He already told people about it, and they recoiled.
They recoiled.
You think that they recoiled at the idea and
no,
treat him differently as a guy. And they think you think
if
that
if
he gets
it yeah.
they'll be like, all
they'll
right,
be impressed.
That was a test,
yeah.
dude. Bravo.
Remember
you
the
failed.
The joke of if I took your wallet and threw it so far it hit the sun, you'd be kind of impressed.
Yeah.
So this is like that. Like, if I said, what if I took your wallet and threw it towards the sun? You'd be like, that's annoying. But what if I actually fucking did it? What if he actually got the tattoo? I think they'd be like, wow, now I've gone beyond mad. I'm now
if
impressed.
You took my wallet and threw it into the sun, I would be annoyed for a second, but then I would be like, you're amazing. You're Superman. I'm going to, like, cancel my cards and get a new shit. But, yeah. like, that's crazy. Throw something else. But because that's, like, a feat of superhuman strength that, like, would blow me away. This isn't, like, something I don't believe he'll do because it's so impossible. It's like something you wouldn't do because it's so dumb. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess we could just agree to disagree.
You like this tattoo?
Not on me, but I would say if somebody showed it to me, I'd be like, oh, that's funny.
The mole is on his face.
Hmm?
It's on his face.
It's a Mikhail Gorbachev, the size of a dime on his forehead.
It's on his back, right?
Yeah, yeah. A guy taking a shit, and then the shit is the mole. That's funny. Like, I don't care who you are. I think everyone finds that funny.
I don't find it that funny.
I think everyone finds it hilarious.
I mean, you know that they don't because his friends all...
I think you're cracking up at the thought. And I am too a little bit.
You have this tattoo.
I have it.
Of course.
Mine is the other way around, though. It's the tattoo of a mole. And then on top of it is a birthmark I have that's a photorealistic depiction of this man taking a shit.
That's you guys, you are soulmates with this dude.
We are equal but opposite. All right, should we answer another question?
Yeah.
We got room for time for one more. All right. What do we got? Corner?
Corner? That's such a common word.
All right. There's a bunch. A lot of them, once again, we should really just unsubscribe to shit. We are just...
these are all Touch of Modern emails.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's on Touch of Modern. All right. Thanksgiving. How do you feel about the big... They got me. It's spam. Fuck it. I'm ordering a turkey.
This is insane.
I gotta follow through with it.
Again?
I can't freaking find. Oh, here we go. I need help. We'll call this guy Stephen Stanley Stone Stanger.
Whoa. Those all start with S.
Do they? I guess I didn't even think about that.
And they even have a second letter in common.
Actually, let's call her Nev Campbell.
Oh, neat. Party of five.
I'm a rising high school senior, says Nev Campbell, who recently, about a month ago, came out of a 2.5-year relationship with my first ever boyfriend. The breakup was a mutual decision between the both of us, so there are no hard feelings or any romantic feeling towards him anymore. As a result, I've recently noticed that my mind has been going a little boy crazy, and it's trying to figure out a way to put all these romantic feelings towards someone else. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not looking for any kind of committed relationship at the moment, especially with school and college applications around the corner. But I would love to find some nice, cool guys to have something casual with. The biggest problem is I'm stuck at the same high school with the same people since freshman year, and I want to branch out a little and find guys that I haven't known since I was 14. I've been thinking a lot about joining Tinder when I turn 18 in a few months, but would that be weird for me to join while I'm still in high school? I would love to know if A, it's even worthwhile to join, and B, how else I could find some new romantic interests. Thanks a lot for your help. Nev Campbell.
What an honor. I mean, that's so cool that she wrote to us.
This is actually kind of cool. P.S. Will you come to Atlanta so we can meet you? We have a show in Atlanta very soon.
Hell yeah.
May 1st, we're in Atlanta.
That's right.
Then Raleigh, then D.C., then Philly, then New York.
That's right.
May 1st through the 5th. Tickets may still be available. So snatch them now while you can. Nev and anybody else that wants.
That's on Star Wars Day. May the 1st be with you.
May the 2nd be with you.
Cool.
No, it's May the 3rd be with you.
May the 1st.
May the 5th be with you.
Jeff is shaking his head at me like I'm fucking wrong.
It's got to be June the 4th.
Sorry, like, June 4th?
Because it's the Force.
June
the
4th.
So
June the
4th
be with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only there was a holiday called May.
Oh, that'd be good.
Named after the month.
It should be first. It's basically the same pun.
May the 1st be with you?
First and force and fourth and force.
Oh, what's fourth is closer to force than first.
They're kind of
maybe if
equal.
You would have a case if it was if first didn't have an T at the end. May the first. First is as close as
May the
fourth.
First be with you.
May the first.
May the first. May the fourth be with you.
Yeah.
I guess it's good because it's sort of like a lisp.
Yeah, fourth. May the fourth be with you.
Anywho.
How do you meet people outside of high school? I would say high school is too old for too young for Tinder. Because then you're only meeting creepos in college and you're still in high school.
I don't know. High school would be such a weird experience if I had Tinder.
If you had a smartphone at all.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of crazy shit that I wouldn't want to deal with. But here we are in that world. Tinder too young for high school too young for Tinder?
I don't know. Your radius is set to 18. That's a high schooler.
Yeah, but my maximum is set to 19.
Oh, that's true. That's a freshman.
Yeah. But my radius is set to 70 to 80 miles away. So there's a thin ring around where I live. Mm-hmm. I call it the ring of 18 to 19-year-olds.
Yeah.
And it's an illegal ring.
You are
ring.
Under arrest.
Of course.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
You're done here.
Absolutely.
You're absolutely done.
No, I would say 18 is too young. Wait till you're at least in college to join these apps.
Mm-hmm.
That way, I don't seem like a creep anymore.
But how do you meet people in high school?
I think the way I did was I didn't go to summer camp, but a lot of my friends did. So, like, it's a lot of friends of a friend. So you either have to do shit like youth groups, like camp, like whatever fucking Model UN, or be
friends. You've got to do Model UN. There's a lot of fucking ass to be had in Model UN.
Yeah, especially
I did
if you're
mock trial, and the entire thing was a goddamn orgy.
It was a cock heil.
I swear.
It really was a cock heil.
What's a cock heil?
So, like, you know when you hail things?
Sure.
So that's like hailing a little cock.
You could have said cock pile. Like a pile of cock. You shot me in the face! Ow, man! That's crazy!
So I would say either do this stuff or befriend, have your best friend do it. Then she goes to the events, she invites you.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Two options. How did you meet people that weren't in your high school?
Having like friends in other towns.
Mm.
It was helpful that I like moved around a little bit.
Yeah.
So like I moved to a new town when I was in high school. So like my friends still hung out with their friends from my old school, and like I could meet girls through them.
And connections.
Back in my high school in my town, I was a loser and nobody would talk to me. So I didn't introduce them to anybody. But that could have been the case if I was cool. So
whether if you're cool, just meet other people from other schools, and if you're a loser,
then you have to have a friend in another town introduce you. There's always like cool out of town kids that like go to a party or go to some event, like a fair or a carnival.
Oh, I want to go to a fair.
You got it. Yeah,
that's so fair.
Yeah, there were a couple fairs in my town.
I had a couple unfairs.
Your parents had an affair.
Yeah, I had an affair, yeah.
And your dad had a mistress and your mom had a mistress.
Yeah, and my dad had a mistrial. And then I had a mattress.
That was at my mock trial.
It was. Wasn't that a cock pile?
He perjured himself on top of the pile.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So did we answer Nev's question? Do other shit or meet other people that do other shit?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. She's worried that she's too boy crazy. That's fine. You're a senior. You hook up with some underclassmen. Suits up.
Underclassmen.
Yeah.
There should be a Tinder for underage people. Oh, I'm getting arrested. I'm arresting myself.
Yeah.
This makes sense,
This is Minority Report. You're committing a future crime as soon as you had that idea.
I created a company that did
I created
illegal
Silk
stuff.
Road for underage Tinder.
Oh, slamming my own head.
The Miranda rights.
That's fair. That's good. We done did it. Thank you again to Article for the furniture. Article.com/ifiwereyou if you want to get your own stuff.
Shout out to Jeff and Marissa for helping out.
Yes, thank you guys for video shooting it. Who knows the countless hours of post-production you're going to do.
Yeah, because the first cut won't be okay.
Oh,
the second one will have many notes.
Marissa, this won't do
Third
it
one,
all.
We're off the grid. Take a pass on your own time. Fourth one, let's scrap it.
Let's see something from scratch.
Fifth, we just upload the raw, uncut GoPro footage. We say, thanks for your time.
Throw up subtitles. We'll ask you to do subtitles. Do you realize how time-consuming
And not
that
just
would
subtitles.
Be?
We want to do like a graphic word video,
music
video. With all the shit coming in, different size. Yeah. Cock heil with a little Hitler gif.
Hitler with a penis for a mustache.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Somebody get that tattooed
what
on
about
them.
A shirt that says cock heil and it's Hitler with a dick on it?
They'd have
face.
To have been there for the mock trial joke. They'd have to understand that it was a pun on something I said for anyone to really get it. Don't you think?
Trope. That's true.
Don't act cool, man.
No, you true. I printed close to 1,200 shirts.
and they won't make sense or read to any.
Nah.
That sounds like a pretty big investment for you to make.
Oh, yeah. No, it was like 20 grand.
So you're like in the hole for that. You're not going to be able to hawk these shirts.
Oh, no. No, that's a sunk cost.
Is that a problem for
you? No, yeah, that's a big problem.
All right. Well, you're acting really cool.
I got no money. That's a problem. Yeah. I got no cash. That's a fucking problem.
I mean, this sounds really bad, right? Do you need to borrow money?
I might need to borrow money, yes. The opening theme song.
Nah, you true.
The opening theme song was written by Nolan. That was the Meghan Trainor parody. Did we ever give him credit? Yes, he gave a shout out to his friends.
Yep.
Closing one is Tony Spalding. It's a Vance.
Tony Soprano?
Tony Spalding. It's a Vance Joy parody. Yep. Thanks, Nolan. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Article. Thanks to you guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Email address for all your questions is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
.com. We got the .com. Very good.
Nailed it. I'm going to press play now. It's going to play, and we're going to get the heck out of here.
I thought you were going to sleep over.
I was scared and I needed advice. I was scared, so I emailed If I Were You Show. These two coy Jews know where it's at. Sometimes they're joined by dupes or carrot slab. If I were you, if I were you, show@gmail.com. I was in a sticky situation and I needed help, so I emailed Jake and Amir. These dudes helped me with my problem, made fun of my mom, and then they put me on blast.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.